Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Bob Flott in the live and local in the studio with you this morning on the Up, Up and Awake show. Well, in our studio with us this morning, we have live and local. We're going to introduce you this morning to Carrie Rowe. Carrie is the data and assessment coordinator for Alamogordo Public Schools. And by golly, Carrie, I just mentioned that, and that tells me, wow, you've got to be busy.
I am, but it's a super fun job, and I love it.
Tell me, what do you love about your job?
There's just never a dull moment, and I love helping our principals, our teachers, everything. They're the ones that are doing the important work with students, so if I can do anything to make their lives easier so that they can do that, that's my passion. So yeah. I want to help those kids the best way possible.
Yeah. What do you do to make their life easier?
I'm an organizer by trade. I think it's in my DNA, so I'm very detail oriented, and I want to make sure I kind of map out all the details, do what I can, take care of reports, you know, look at the data, streamline it for everybody that I can in order to focus on the instruction piece.
Yeah. You know, I work numbers here a lot for the business and everything else. And as, you know, sometimes after a few hours or so of crunching numbers or whatever, your mind just gets fogged up.
Yeah, you can get a little foggy.
Yeah.
But I love a spreadsheet. I can't help it.
Exactly. Yeah, I just got to say, okay, that's enough for today right now.
Yeah, you do have to take a break.
Yeah. Now, congratulations. It's Purple Up Day.
It is.
And you are dressed in purple.
Absolutely. Well, my husband's retired military, 23 years, super proud of him and our family. And so I have two kiddos that were military kids. And so I'm glad to wear purple for them.
You're a part of it.
Absolutely.
I don't have on purple clothes this morning or purple socks. I was going to dye my hair purple this morning, but I couldn't find the dye.
Yeah, you misplaced it, right?
Yeah, I did. I misplaced it. I might have to change here so later on. Well, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, school registration. You know, Carrie, we were talking about the fact that what happened to the school year, what's happened to 2024 so far?
We blinked.
Yeah, and it's gone. And, you know, it used to be just us that are on the older side of life, but the young people today are talking about the same thing. I mean, golly, the school year's over with already, which makes them happy. They get a little bit of a break.
It's bittersweet.
Bittersweet. But then again, when the school year starts again in August, they're ready to go back and see their friends again.
Absolutely. Yeah, we currently have registration going on right now. So any of our students that are returning, their families have gotten an email that have reminded them to go into their PowerSchool account and re-register for next year. So every student re-registers and updates their information. And then any students that are coming new can go and create a PowerSchool account and make sure that they get their kiddos registered and they can upload their documents straight to us. And we have a registration email that will take everything and make it as easy as possible for everybody.
Very good. Now, the best source for that information is going online too. Where do we go?
Online to alamogordoschools.org. And then we can go, when you go into that website, we have registration there. Also, if you ever have any questions, you can call Let's Talk and make sure that, you know, anytime that you have questions, we're there for you as well. So, right. But everything's on the website too.
Yeah. And of course, if the website doesn't work for you, call up what number?
8753.
Good girl. 812-8753-575. All right. Good enough. Current testing going on right now. Tell us a little more about what that's all about.
So we're currently state testing. The state requires us all to the 3rd through 8th graders and the 11th graders to take a state test. So our students are working hard. We are kind of finishing up this week. It was our main week, and we'll have a little bit of testing in the beginning of next week. And so we're just kind of trying to stay focused and root those kids on, and they're giving us their best right now. So
now what grades are testing again?
3rd through 8th. Is currently testing. 11th grade tested at the end of March.
Right.
So they're kind of taken care of already, but right now, 3rd through 8th grade.
So now that their testing is taken care of already, but they're still attending school.
Absolutely. They still have finals and all kinds of end of year activities as well at the high school. Yeah.
Now, the testing that was going on or is going on, what is that testing for? It's for the state, right?
Yes. For 11th grade, they took the science test and then they took the SAT. And then our 5th and 8th graders took science last week. And then our 3rd through 8th are taking math and ELA this week. And ELA is English Language Arts. So it's like they're reading and writing.
Yeah. Now, I can see hundreds of students involved in the testing.
Absolutely.
How do you work at scheduling out?
I have really great site testing coordinators that help me at each of the sites, but we really have a lot of, you know, schedules, calendars, timelines. We have a lot of spreadsheets, right, keeping track of everything. So we do our best to make sure that we have all of our things organized into buckets and all kinds of things.
Right. So we go from the testing. We've got graduation coming up. I think it's on May 23rd. Friday,
yes.
May 23rd. We'll be there live and local like we are every year. We've got the graduation coming up. And then, of course, we've got summer camp.
Graduation's the 24th, Friday the 24th.
Friday the 24th,
yes.
All right.
Yes.
And I had it on Friday the 25th in my mind. So, but after graduation, of course, we got summer camps.
Yep, summer camps are coming. We have signups opening tomorrow at 11 a.m. They will go live on the website. And we have amazing camps to offer this summer for our currently enrolled Alamogordo School students. We have an elementary art camp, STEM and coding camp, cybersecurity, music and drama, flavor and fun cooking camp, enrichment camp, secondary art camp, a Lego and STEAM camp. We also are partnering with NMSU, and they're bringing us an everyday AI camp for 7th through 9th graders, which is really exciting with all of the new AI things that are going to be a real big part of
right.
our kids' lives.
Yeah.
We also have a college and career readiness camp where we're going to help any of our high schooler students that are older that want to, you know, learn how to check the oil in your car, learn how to think about their finances, like stuff that they're maybe thinking of because they might be graduating soon, stuff like that, just to kind of be well-rounded, college ready, or career ready for those kind of big skills that they might need.
Yeah. Now, during the summer camp program, are these students that participate, are they they have to qualify, I guess, for sure. But are they tested on the summer camps?
No, absolutely not. It's all enrichment based. So you sign up as long as there's spots. It's all about the teachers that we have and the spots that we have for students. We also even have like a writer's camp at the end of the summer as well. So yeah, as long as you are our student currently, you are able to sign up for the camps, and as long as we have spots. And so once we run out of spots, you'll get waitlisted if that's the case. But almost all of them have enough for what our kids need.
Carrie, you mentioned just a little bit ago, you talked about AI. And AI has entered the broadcast arena. There are several stations now that use AI for disc jockey shows. They will clone voices from their most popular disc jockeys, especially on the major corporations like Cumulus Broadcasting and things like that that own hundreds of stations.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using AI a lot right now in their overnight hours. And it can be costly. It can be costly from, getting up to $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 and everything else. But once that AI is paid for, they've got the use of that. So that's becoming predominant in probably almost any industry today.
Absolutely.
Now, there's a downturn for that as far as I'm concerned. Is AI, and students are going to be using it more and more, but is it going to be replacing humans doing the same work?
So for us, for our students, the big thing for, especially for even this camp and what we're trying to go towards, is the idea of just like ethics in AI, right? Our students being able to realize what it can do for them to support them, but not do things for them.
Gotcha.
Right? And so that's what our goal is for our students. And I know that the camp is really has a section on ethics when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've done some testing here with AI and everything else with the co-pilot and everything, and I'll have them write something up for me, give them the basic information, and, you know, I mean, it's just, and it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And it just amazes me.
Yes.
You know, and everything. But you need to go back and read that.
It's using it as a tool, not for it to do something completely for you.
Exactly, yeah. Because it's not going to work if you use it completely. Mm-hmm.
And you can learn a lot from what it gives you. I mean, you can learn really great ways to word things, ways to approach things. Exactly. Like, I mean, you can ask AI for advice, and it'll give you great advice. And we had it plan our trip to Amarillo a few last month. We said, hey, like, if we were going to Amarillo, what should we do? It told us what to do.
Yeah.
So it's great.
And that makes it nice. I know in writing here and everything else, it'll give me ideas like, I never really thought of it that way,
Absolutely.
Know? And that's what I like about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you use it as a learning tool, it can be incredible.
Right. Very much. Well, we've got summer camp coming up. About how many students do you think will be involved?
Oh, we have hundreds of students getting involved every summer. Our elementary camps can have up to almost 250 kids per camp. Our secondary camps have anywhere from 30 to 60 kids. So it really just depends on the camp. But we have hundreds of kids that get in there. So,
yeah. Now I'm going to go back to the testing a little bit for the state testing and everything else. That's a very important aspect of the educational process with any school system, any educational facility, and everything else. That affects us at the state level as well when it comes to funding.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can you share more about that with us?
Well, the idea is that they have requirements in order for us to meet certain thresholds in order to fund us. So, they really would like us to get 95% of our kids tested. From my standpoint, the idea is that I also want to make sure that we know where our kids are at. We use that data to drive the instruction of the next year. So the more students that we can get tested so that we can see where their baselines are, where are their strengths, where they're weak, we can use that to do what we need to do what's best for kids. And that's the most important part for us and our journey with data.
Right. Now, when it comes to that, I know the past years, I think we've had, at least at the high school, incredible improvements.
Absolutely.
In attendance, mm-hmm. and in graduation and everything else. Why is that important to the future of the Alamogordo Public Schools when it comes to state funding?
We definitely, when it comes to funding, the more students we have available, the more resources we're given. When it comes to funding, that means resources, right? And we need those resources in order to continue our programs and the things that we want to continue to do for our kiddos. When it comes to high school, we have so many important things happening in CTE. We have so many skills that we want to see in our graduates, right? So when we're saying, like, what's important to us, we want to make sure that we're able to pour into our kids and get them the skills that they need in order to graduate for either college or either career, right? It's not whether you choose one or the other. We want to make sure that they have what they need in order to be successful.
What kind of challenges do you have when it comes to helping a student become more successful?
Oh, there's all kinds. I mean, we all have different kinds of things. But I mean, ultimately, right now, we just want to make sure that we're motivating our kids, showing them that, they can do it. I think we're still coming out of a lot of things from being at home and the ways of the world, changing and stuff like that. And so we really are just trying to remind kids how important it is to be at school and what you can gain from, all the learning that's available. So I think it's that motivation, just trying to get kids to really value all of the different pieces that come with when they're at school.
Yeah. How has school attendance been this school year?
We are seeing improvement. We still deal with the different challenges as far as the same kind of truancy issues, but we are seeing improvements. We work really hard in different tiers of our student success plan and really trying to help intervene at those certain areas. We watch their attendance biweekly at our site levels. We have meetings with parents and, let them know how important it is for their students to be there. And all of those, and all those pieces are important that they know that we want their kids there, right? We're always looking to help in any way that we can.
I've seen a strong positive attitude with all of the students I know, throughout the, years of being here in Alamogordo and owning Putt-Putt Golf for several years and having a lot of those students work for me first-time jobs and everything, you know. And the attitude that I've noticed is students really want to learn. Students really want to do better in their life than maybe mom or dad did. They want to have a life that's fulfilled with the things they dream of.
Absolutely. And one of the big things is we want to make sure that we're focusing on the relationships that our teachers and our staff are having with our students. Students want to go where they are wanted and loved, and that's what our goal is. And so I think that the relationship piece is a really big piece of having them feel like that's a safe place and in a place that they're wanted. And then our instruction needs to be at its best at all times. And I think between those two things, that can be the best thing we can do for them.
Yeah, I think, Carrie, that it's not a new news or anything, but teachers spend more time with their children than parents spend with their children.
Absolutely. Teachers are superheroes.
and they discipline that child like a parent might have to discipline that child.
And holding the expectation, right? It's really about what expectation we want of our students in the classroom.
Yeah. Karen Rowe, if you needed to make any changes in the educational system, if the state was looking at changes or whatever, what changes do you deem would be important?
Oh, goodness. That's a big question. I think that it's really important to have accountability. I mean, I wouldn't say that it's not really necessarily a huge change but I believe that accountability is important, and I think in all pieces. And so I think that if we continue to focus on where everyone, all stakeholders are accountable, I think that's a big piece.
Right. So the accountability goes beyond the students for sure.
Absolutely. We're all in this together.
Now, you've been with the APS how many years now?
10 years.
10 years. And you work out of which office?
I'm at the district office in Building C.
Oh, okay. Got that. All right. Good enough. So you've seen the progress of the new schools recently here in Alamogordo.
Yeah, I've seen. Yes, for sure.
You've seen that. Now, in noting that, what else have you noted regarding the students when they enter something that's state-of-the-art, up-to-date? Have you noticed a difference in attitude of now I really want to dig in and learn more?
Yeah, the engagement definitely increases when they start to see that there's improvements being made. Things are looking different. They're not the same old stuff, right? Mm-hmm. It definitely provides that engagement piece to them, and it excites them.
Yeah, and I think students are better prepared to take care of that environment and not destroy it, because they cherish where they are right now.
Absolutely. And they can see the hard work that people are doing when they're really paying attention and being observant of that. They see all of the people working really hard for all of that environment to come together for them.
Well, about how many students do we have now in the Alamogordo Public School System?
About 5,400.
5,400.
Mm-hmm.
Is that on the increase?
We've actually just been kind of straight lined.
Yeah. Are some of the students still doing remote learning?
We do have remote options in New Mexico, yes.
Yes. So how many students might participate in that?
I don't really have those exact numbers. We have some remote learning that are actually considered New Mexico public schools. So they're just kind of like transferred within the state, but I wouldn't have those exact numbers.
Right. So they would have a choice of remote learning or in-class learning students?
If they choose to withdraw and go to a remote school, it is a different school, but we don't offer the remote learning.
Now, if they want to withdraw, what do they have to do? I mean, how do they qualify to withdraw from class?
There's a lot of different pieces, but normally it's a parental decision.
Right. Very good. All right. Any other comments this morning, Carrie?
No, that's it.
Carrie Rowe, Data and Assessment Coordinator for Alamogordo Public Schools. Thank you for coming in and being on Live and Local with us this morning, Carrie.
Thank you for having me.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.